shenanigans. You got it going on. We are so lucky and so fortunate to have such amazing musicians. Yeah. Thank you. Good morning. You know what I know? I know this is like the best day ever. It was funny because sometimes I think I'm my kids call me the tornado because I come in and things are all over the place. And I got stuff going on, you know, it's like creative. Karen and I, beautiful, amazing Karen on the piano, we were talking about that this morning, and she said her significant other calls her the raccoon because stuff gets, you know, hidden different places. So I was like, you know, it's just that creative nature that we have. So I'm really excited. October is like one of my favorite months because it's fall and the leaves start to fall and Halloween, yay. What could be better? The first workshop I ever did in my life was called Unmasking Your True Potential. And it was really fun because I had this big vision, unmasking your true potential, and I asked my sister, could you dress up like Glinda? And you come down singing, it's possible. For a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage, it's possible. And she was on board, and she did. And it's like, oh, I love to get people to do something that's a little out of their comfort zone. And for us to do stuff out of our comfort zone, because it's easy to just, you know, stay in our simple little comfort zone, yet Spirit is flowing through us and really wants to express something. You know, hundreds of years ago, everyone knew that they were gods and goddesses and that the divinity was right there in there. And so the great Brahma called a committee and he said, you know, everyone is taking it for granted, this great divinity that's flowing through them. They're just taking it for granted. Let's hide it somewhere. So they have to actually search for it. So the committee said, well, how about the highest mountain? And he said, no. They will find it because they're seekers. They'll find it. What about under the sea, way under the sea? No, you know what? They're swimmers. They'll find it. He's like, I know. Let's hide it within. Because that's the last place anyone's going to look, right? So it's like the divinity is right inside us. And I love it when the synchronicity of life, because everything that Betty talked about was about the divinity within us and everything that Karen and the shenanigans, David, well, you're all shenanigans, right? But Dave and Chris and Karen singing all about the divinity that's within us, that spirit is flowing and watching us. So today's talk title is Giving and Receiving, Getting and Giving. It's really all the same thing. As we get things and we give things, it's the great circle of life. And if we want more good in our life, then we just give more good. Want more love? Give more love. Want more joy? Give more joy. Want more tangible stuff? Clean your closet, right? Let things go and keep that circle of life because the universe abhors a vacuum. So the more we release that stuff, the more we make room for more to come in. So that'll be the mission this week, right? Clean a closet. Let go of some stuff. Clean a drawer. Let go of some things. Ernest Holmes says this, it is the nature of the universe to give us what we are able to take. It cannot give us more. It is given all. We have not yet accepted the greater gift. We haven't accepted the greater gift. And it comes down to our mental equivalence, what we feel we're worthy of. And one of the themes I feel like this week, everyone I've talked to, it's really getting into that space of worthiness and remembering that the most predominant relationship is the relationship with ourselves and the God within. So having that relationship with ourselves and the God within, it's like knowing that we are beautiful and divine just as we are, and that, you know what, even if I am a tornado, I can still laugh at myself. Even if I act out or I do something a little crazy, I can forgive myself and let it go. I can forgive others because they're in their own little world, their own little bubble. And remembering that when people are acting out or doing something, it doesn't mean I have to jump into action. My daughter called crying this week and she was just freaking out. I have too much to do. I have to. And it's like, you don't have to, you can do. And I start going into all the ways that she can fix it. I'm trying to fix it. It's like, I just wanted to cry and whine for a while. I don't need you to fix it. And it's like, I forget. That's right. I am there just to be a sounding board for her. Okay, tell me more. What else? Go deeper. Get really into it. If somebody's going off, it's like, all right, I don't have to jump into fix-it mode. I have a friend that's really good at that. I'll be talking about something and I'm waiting for some kind of reaction or some kind of give me a solution. And she'll like, tell me more. Tell me more. And I'm like, react, tell me something to do. And she's like, it's all within. I'm like, oh, dang. Nobody's going to solve my problem for me because it's all within me. So we get to take it within. And then look at how we're loving ourselves, because we get to love ourselves to the next level and the next level and the next level. And then, you know, things happen in life. Everybody's on their own journey. And not taking responsibility for anyone else's journey, only for my own journey. So within, so without. The more I create love within myself, the more I create peace within myself, the more I understand the worthiness within myself, the more that's what shows up. So being in that space of, okay, what is mine to do today? And allowing everybody else to be in their own world and doing what they're doing, and all I can do is just wrap them in love and know that they're on their highest and best path. And take responsibility for myself. In the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes says this: appreciation, gratitude, and thanksgiving, they are the motive power which attracts and magnifies the hidden potentialities of life. This is what attracts it, being in that space of gratitude. Because if I'm in, you know, I call it the Eeyore syndrome, where it's like, you know, we've all seen Eeyore on Winnie the Pooh. It's like, oh yeah, nothing good is ever happening to me. I'm going to get more of that. You state it, you create it. It's like, is that what I want to be creating? No, I want to go to the gratitude. And it's like, yes, this is the best day ever. And wonderful things are showing up. And then tuning into that inner knower inside of us. I was reading, it's really so fascinating because we all have our own intuition. And tuning into our own self, I was thinking about when my youngest son, Andrew, he was born, and his eyes, one of his eyes was lazy. And so they put a patch on it. And what I noticed about Andrew is that he could smell things that nobody else could. He could hear things, and it's like, I don't hear that yet. But it's like he would hear it because all of his senses were heightened. And I was reading about how when they patch somebody's eye, or if somebody is blind, or even my sister, she claims it because she wears glasses, that she has a heightened sense of smell. The other senses heighten up the more we really close off, you know, one sense, the other senses heighten. So I was reading about this, and they were talking, the writer, John Gabriel, was talking about when we go into meditation, we are closing our eyes to anything out here. We're not listening to anything out here. We're not speaking out here. We're not feeling out here. We are sensing inside, that intuition. And the more we close our eyes to everything that's going on there and take time to go within, the more we get to tune into that inner knower that's guiding and directing, that intuition. And it goes on, very fascinating. Several years ago, the Office of Naval Research commenced a four-year, $3.85 million research program to investigate the phenomena of intuition and premonition. Getting that spidey sense, because knowing that if any of the troops are out in battle, if they have learned to tune into their intuition, their spidey sense, that sixth sense, if they tune into that inside of them, then they're going to keep themselves safer. They'll know, oh, it doesn't feel right to go that direction. It doesn't feel right to move that way. Oh, I'm feeling and sensing something behind me. So the more we take time to meditate, which is my favorite thing, because when I start my day off with meditation, just closing my eyes to anything that's going on here and tuning into that inner knower, the day just goes better. I know the right steps to take, the right turns to make, the right freeways to get on so I'm not stuck in traffic. You know, these are important things for each one of us. But also, we get to go within and realize that divinity that is hidden inside of us. It's right there. And then we're making the great moves, the smart moves. Ernest Holmes goes on to say this about getting and giving. Spirit has given the gift of life itself. The qualities of spirit flow through us naturally as love, joy, peace, abundance, beauty. Our use of these gifts as creative expressions of spirit is the measure of our receptivity As we give, we do receive. As we give. So putting it out there, it's like, okay, the more I'm giving love out there, the more love I'm getting back. So being in that space of also mental equivalent. It's like I'm receptive, yet let me get myself mentally equivalent. In the Science of Mind textbook, one of my favorite phrases that Ernest Holmes, the founder of this teaching, says is that we pay for things in mental and spiritual equivalent, which means let me get my mind to the space of that receptivity where I feel like I'm worthy of the goodness that's flowing. I'm worthy of the love that's coming in, that I'm choosing, that I'm wanting. And if you were here and made vision boards this last week, it's like, okay, here's my vision board. Do I feel I'm worthy of everything on there? Do I feel I'm worthy? And it's like, you're worthy just by the fact that you showed up in this life experience. I always go back to the quote from someone. It's gonna come. Les Brown, he says, you survived 1 out of 9 billion sperm. You showed up. It was you, the whole equivalent of who you are. You showed up. You are a winner just by showing up into this life experience. In the Hindu religion, they talk about it's harder for a spirit to take human form. It's easier for a hummingbird to take drops of water from the ocean and dissolve a mountain than it is for us to take the life experience. So showing up here, it's like we're already winners. Best day ever. We're here and we get to express in beautiful and brilliant ways. And the only thing holding us back is our own mind, our own thoughts about ourselves. So what are you holding back from? And are you willing to step out of the comfort zone or out of the, you know, just keep it easy, simple? Because if I do this, it might mean I have to work harder. I might have to answer the phone more. I might have to do a few more things. What's holding you back? And are you willing to put that down? Because it's not necessarily so. We talk ourselves out of our greatness by holding ourselves back. It's like, all right, what's next? What exciting thing am I ready to create in my life? God is the life and gives itself to us. It does not give some of itself, it gives all of itself. But the gift without a receiver cannot complete itself as an individual life. Life constantly presents us with opportunities to give, and our lives are enriched by the practice of giving. I love giving. I love giving love. I love giving back feedback. I love giving back feedback. Maybe a little too much sometimes. Do you care if I share? And that's probably a good question to ask before I go into giving back feedback sometimes. Do you mind if I share? Because, you know, sometimes we just know better about somebody else's life than we do about our own life. That's where I need to go to the mirror and say, do you care if I give you some feedback? Because what I learn is everything I say out there to anyone else, pointing that way, I've got 3 fingers pointing back at me, I might as well just go to the mirror. I had this conversation with my mother the other day. It's like, I'm just frustrated that you don't love yourself enough to know that you're worthy of that. And then it's like, well, let's just go to the mirror and have a conversation. Because so within, so without. So healing it on the inside for our own selves is the most important thing. And taking that time to really tune into our intuition. Maybe even putting on a blindfold. And it's like, let me just sense everything around me. Let me feel what's around and let me tune into the inside. What is it saying? Deepak Chopra in the 7 Spiritual Laws of Success, he talks about the law of giving. The universe operates through dynamic exchange. Giving and receiving are different aspects of the flow of energy in the universe. Practicing the law of giving is actually very simple. If you want joy, give joy to others. If you want love, learn to love. If you want attention and appreciation, learn to give attention and appreciation. If you want material affluence, help others to become materially affluent. And get excited about everything that comes your way. I have to tell you, because this is really exciting, I won the lottery. Yeah! $14. Woo-hoo-hoo! I don't usually buy a lottery ticket. But I was at the little store and I was buying some stuff, and the guy said, I usually stand at this register because everybody wants a Mega Millions ticket. And I'm like, oh, well, let's just move over there. Perhaps I should get one. And he's like, well, the fact that I just mentioned it, perhaps you should. So he gave me a ticket along with the sunflower seeds that I was getting. And he's like, good luck. I'm like, yeah. So then when I went to go check it, it's like, $14, $14, woohoo! Little wins, big wins, it's all the same in spirit. So having that receptivity to, you know, the goodness that's flowing and getting excited about even the little wins. You showed up today, woo! Best day ever. We got up out of bed, yeah! So getting excited about the things that we do, especially when we push ourselves out of the comfort zone or we do something a little different, it's like give ourselves a pat on the back. Get excited about who you are. Get excited about the little wins. And excited about the people in your life. And about this beautiful home that we have here. Excited about life. Receptivity is the key. Pay attention to the good already received. Honor the gift and the giver of all gifts. Tune into that inner knower. Get excited when people give you stuff. And being in those conscious moments, because I was really contemplating that this week, because we get so much on automatic that sometimes, you know, you're at the store and you don't even look at the person in the eye. You're just kind of, I got to get through my business. I got stuff to do. And we're not taking those moments, because everyone and everything in our life is a gift in some way. So taking those conscious moments to look people in the eye and say, wow, thank you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for ringing me up and giving me a Mega Millions winner. And not diminishing it by saying, oh, it was only $14. It was $14. You know, let the good keep flowing. It's a win. A win is a win is a win is a win. So getting excited about all the things that are happening in our life, even if it's something that appears to be negative, stub my toe, oh, best day ever, something wonderful is about to happen. Spirit's telling me, slow down, tune in, what's going on? Let me know that this is a blessing in some way. Let me not go down a road that says, oh, woe is me. Being mindful that we're not stepping into the Eeyore syndrome. I was thinking about dressing up like Eeyore, but it's like, yeah, no, that just so doesn't resonate for Halloween. So finding that divinity that's already there inside of us, unmasking our true potential, loving ourselves just as we are and just as we aren't. You know, because we can get into that comparison, oh, I wish I was like so-and-so. It's like, well, I'm not. I am who I am. So forgiving ourselves for stuff of the past, being excited for the future, and being present in the moment, making eye contact, sending love, and remembering, because we can, it's really easy to get into that love space right here and to just be feeling good about everyone and then jump on the 405 and it's like, wah, they didn't use their blinker. And that's the space where we want to be, in that space of love. Let me continue to give that love out, because every moment is a prayer. Every thought is a prayer, is a creation, is a creative something going out there. And in the universal boomerang of life, everything I put out is coming right back to me. So being mindful to make sure I'm not putting out stuff that I do not want. I love the phrase, the space for what you want is being taken up by what you settle for. Right? It's an amazing comment that I had heard from a good friend of mine. And I was thinking about that as I was cleaning my closet. What the space for what I want is being taken up by what I settle for. Is there stuff in your closet that's been in there for 10 years? Let it go. Have you worn it in the last 10 years? Let it go. Is there stuff that you're holding on to because someday I might need that magazine? Is there something I'm holding on to? The space for what you want is being taken up by what you're settling for. Am I settling for the hope of this relationship here? And my mind is, you know, Brad Pitt is, I don't know if he's single anymore, but I'm holding on to the thought. You know, and we want to be specific, but not that specific, because he's probably doing his own thing. So it's like getting clear about what it is that you're wanting in your life and then making space for it. I know he's too young for me, right? Or maybe he's too old for me. I don't even know. So remember that when you're cleaning your closets this week and you're letting go of stuff because of the receptivity of life, it's like, let me let some things go, and let me step back in love and gratitude and see what shows up, because I've made space for something new to show up. I've let go of the anger of the past, and so I've made space for something good to show up. Clean our mental closets. Clean your physical closets. And be in that space of loving yourself just as you are this week. So let's take a moment and go inside our heart of hearts, closing our eyes for just a moment as we go inside, breathing in the fullness of life, knowing that as we exhale, we have room to breathe again, inhaling the goodness, the divinity of life, letting go of anything that does not serve us, keeping our thoughts focused only on that which we are choosing in our life, remembering that every thought is a prayer. As we go within, Spirit, guide me. Let me tune into that inner knower. Let me let go in this moment of anything that doesn't serve me. As we tune into our heart of hearts, knowing that there's one mind, one power, one infinite intelligence that is flowing in, as, and through us. That amazing power, that amazing divinity is right within. It is the I am that we are, beautifully and brilliantly. As I speak my word and claim that each and every cell in our bodies is aligned in a whole new level, a whole new light. As in this moment, we just fill every cell with joy. We know that from this moment forward, that we walk in ease and grace and love, that Spirit is guiding and directing us, that we just tune in, stepping on the right path always, as ours is a beautifully paved path. Knowing that as we walk by, flowers bloom, trees sing, life is good, and life is very good. Because we claim it, we make space for it, we allow it. We anchor every part of our being in that goodness, in that divinity, in that gratitude of the individual expression that we are. And in great, great gratitude for each individual expression, sitting in beauty, in peace, in love, in light, in this space, I declare all is well, as I just release this into the universal action of the law, as we all anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is.